With SRN News, I'm John Scott.
Billions of residents in parts of the northeastern U.S. are stuck at home under road travel bans and blizzard warnings as a fierce winter storm threatens the densely populated region. The National Weather Service says snow of up to 2 feet is possible in many areas into Monday, along with heavy winds and sharply reduced visibility. New York City and Rhode Island have banned non-essential road travel into Monday, with New Jersey implementing similar restrictions. National Weather Service meteorologist Cody Snell says this snow is not like the last snowstorm, but it's likely to create just as many issues.
You could see even where you get 2 feet of snow on poorly constructed buildings could potentially cause some issues there due to the weight of the snow. And most importantly, after the storm is done, shoveling the snow will be taxing on your body.
Schools are set to be closed in cities including New York and Boston. Emergency declarations have been issued in several states and cities. The European Union's top diplomats meeting with the director of the Board of Peace in Brussels. That meeting follows a shaky and controversial embrace of President Trump's efforts to secure and rebuild the war-ravaged Gaza Strip. The question of whether to work with the Trump-led board has split European capitals, with roughly half of EU nations attending the meeting as observers or formal members. A new economic comparison has shocked many Canadians. Ken Lorman reports.
Data from a Canadian economist and the IMF finds that per capita GDP in Alabama has now surpassed Canada's, challenging long-held stereotypes about the southern U.S. state. The revelation has sparked a wave of online mockery and political commentary highlighting Alabama.
This is SRN News. A new poll charts faith and education.
Feels that the religious communities whose members are most likely to have at least a bachelor's degree are Hindus. 70% of them have a BA or more, followed by Jews at 65%. The survey also finds that 44% of Muslims have a degree, as do 40% of mainline Protestants. Only 29% of evangelical Protestants have a bachelor's, along with 24% of black Protestants. Michael Harrington reporting.
A hopeful sign in a war-torn Balkan nation, Kosovo's Christian and Muslim communities both embarking peacefully on a traditional period of fasting and spiritual reflection last week. This year marks a rare occasion when the start of the Muslim month of Ramadan and the Christian period of Lent coincide. Kosovo is more than 90% Muslim. This is SRN News. The Department of Homeland Security said that the global entry program will be shut down as long as the partial government shutdown remains in effect. The announcement comes after the department said it planned to shut down both global entry and the Transportation Security Administration's pre-check program as well, but DHS canceled the pre-check closure. A former Obama advisor issues a terrifying vow if Democrats take back power.
Susan Rice warned that a future Democratic administration will seek to hold accountable corporations, institutions, and elites who supported Donald Trump. Rice emphasized that there will be, in her words, no forgive-and-forget approach. She's signaling subpoenas and an accountability agenda targeting perceived allies of Donald Trump. Bob Agner reporting.
Rice promised consequences for those who supported Trump, even indirectly. More details at SRNnews.com.